This is RNIB Connect Radio at the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference, and I'm joined now by the team behind WeWalk. Do you guys want to just quickly introduce yourselves?
Happy to do that. So great to be here. I'm Jean-Marc, WeWalk's Head of Research and Development. Very pleased to be joined by Sid, our Business Development Manager, and Gyokan, our CEO as well.
Yeah, and I'm a recent WeWalk user myself, actually, so it's good to be speaking to you guys. I just bought the WeWalk cane a couple of months ago. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it. Yeah, it's really good.
We're glad to hear. It's always lovely to find one of our users, especially when they're enjoying our product. It's what keeps us going every day, so thanks for being one of our users.
Yeah, no worries. So how have you guys found the conference today? There's been a few highlights from you guys, which we'll get onto in a bit, but what's your experience been like? Have you enjoyed it being here with us?
Well, I'm worried I might be slightly biased when I say it's been fantastic, given that we work with the RNIB, of course, but truthfully, it really has, for the simple reason that we've been, you know, it's one of those conferences that actually brings everyone together. I mean, our everyday users, to decision makers, to people behind policy, to even developers. And that's really refreshing because, you know, very few conferences in the world get that breadth of opinion and breadth of people in one single place. So not only, obviously, meeting you, Callum, and meeting our WeWalk users, but also being able to speak to developers, bounce ideas off each other, and also to potential policymakers and decision makers to make sure that more people can get access to our product. I mean, what more can you ask for, right? And of course, it's only the RNIB that could deliver something like this. So it's been great.
Now, we've just been having a kind of panel discussion about the kind of future of navigation apps and things like that. And something that you kind of just slipped in there at the last minute is a kind of a soft launch of a new service that you guys have been working on called WeAssist. So do you want to just tell us a bit about that and, you know, what it is and what we can expect?
Of course. Well, I'm glad the just one more thing moment actually worked. It's gotten some people's attention, which is great.
It worked really well.
The idea behind WeAssist is actually quite simple, as is WeWalk. WeWalk works in most environments. I mean, it works outdoors, but we realize that it's not going to be able to read text just yet or navigate you in every indoor space just yet. And sometimes, you know, the agent, the human, is always going to be your fallback mechanism. And that's exactly behind the idea behind WeAssist, is that you can get someone dependable, someone that's professionally trained to work and guide a visually impaired user across these diverse environments through a multitude of tasks, be it navigation, reading labels, looking at a menu at a restaurant, finding an empty seat or table. And that's exactly what WeAssist is. You know, you've got your WeWalk out, you suddenly need a little bit of extra help, well then WeAssist is here for you. And that's really our unique selling point, if you'd like, in this instance, in the sense that whilst we love our volunteers and we love people that support us, we also realize that there are certain instances where you're going to want a trained agent that's going to be there, that's going to guide you for those very, very specific tasks. And that's what we offer. So each of our volunteers, each of our agents are all vetted. They're all run through a training course. And we make sure that if you do need them in a bit of a pickle, they're going to be there for you. And that soft launch is actually very interesting. So we want to make sure we get the service right. We don't want to just launch and sort of find out that it's not working as it should. So the idea behind the soft launch is will be available between 12 to 3 p.m. from the 1st of July, free of charge. So UK is currently a free zone, essentially, where people can test it out, they can try it out, they can get a feeling for the service, let us know how it could be improved, what's going well, what's not going so well. Of course, with the RNIB being a key supporter of this, and hopefully growing from there together.
So you said it's available, you know, this is a soft launch and it's, you know, available from 12 to 3 p.m. Is that every day so far?
Apart from Sundays.
Okay.
So weekdays only.
Yeah. And is this kind of do you think it's fair to describe this as a bit of a beta stage of it then, just for people to test it out, as you said, get a bit of a feel for it, give feedback on it?
I would say so, yep. It helps not just our users, we'd want, but also it helps us to understand how we can tailor our services. And this is actually a bit of a plug and a bit of a transition, because we're working on an interesting computer vision project with Imperial College and the RNIB, again, as a project partner. And we take in the way that users use their cameras and sort of the things that they want a sighted agent to do, to try to build some computer vision models that might even be able to replicate that. So that's very, very exciting. It doesn't just help our users and help us deliver a better service, but it might also help our research and development and to really create some pretty cool stuff in the future. So, yeah, we definitely want to make sure we get this right for our community.
Yeah, without wanting to kind of just spring the really tough questions on you, there are similar services that, you know, there's things like Be My Eyes and Aira that kind of do this sort of thing already in terms of, you know, visual assistance and connecting to a human. So what's kind of different with We Assist?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's kind of like comparing a toolbox. You wouldn't simply pitch the screwdriver as being the best tool for everything. You'd want sort of a plethora of different tools. And for us, we've looked carefully at these other services. We realize that, for example, Be My Eyes, it's great because you can connect with literally anyone you'd like. Whereas for us, we realized, okay, we want to fill a slightly different niche in the market, which is, you know, being able to, whilst also using WeWalk's complete multimodal navigation system, which is something very unique to WeWalk, have an agent be able to use that data to better support the user, trained agent, of course. So, for instance, with our app, the agent can actually find out the user's exact location. Of course, this is all with the user's consent. They can then guide them on certain public transport or walking directions, again, using our built-in navigation system, which is unique to WeWalk. And this is all in that one seamless experience. So one of the issues I've had as a visually impaired person is jumping between 4 or 5 different apps to essentially conduct one task.
Yep.
With something like this, you've got that WeAssist service, you've got a trained agent, you've got your navigation and multimodal experience, all in a single place, all in one app. And that's really the preposition here, you know, being another tool in the toolkit for the person that prefers having that all-in-one experience.
Okay, so from the 1st of July, if people want to access We Assist and try it out, how do they go about that?
Yeah. Simply download the WeWalk app, sign in with a WeWalk account, and once everything's enabled, you should have a We Assist icon in the bottom of your screen. And of course, we'll happily provide our website, wewalk.io, and our info email as well. I think it's info@wewalk.io. So that if you need anything whatsoever, or if you're having problems with that, you can just reach out to us and we'll be sort of a direct line of contact. Of course, there are loads of tutorials in the app as well. So if you did need anything, or, you know, something had come up, there are loads of resources in the app and ways to contact us to let us know how we could do better or to let us know what's going well.
Okay, so that's We Assist, available from the 1st of July in the WeWalk app. So very exciting stuff, and we'll look forward to seeing how this goes.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us, guys. Cheers.
Thanks for having us.